at the end of the day. Cruel words and a fist always get in the way. It makes me wonder. To himself, he sees his life like a book gathering dust on a shelf. People watch from a distance, they're afraid to come near. They can't tell that he's harmless, there's nothing to fear. Makes me wonder. I can't help but wonder. To say, do unto others, kept pounding in my head. Then I heard a voice that clearly said, you're not an innocent bystander. Now the woman can rest, she has a safe place to live. The old man tells his stories, he's got so much to give. It didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing. I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander. Ooh, wasn't such an innocent bystander.
Got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue, Will Ranier from the album Traces. The track, Smoke and Mirrors. Got it tuned right where you need to be to hear modern jazz today. From the artists that are making the jazz of today, you are tuned in and you can learn more about them and us at www.modernjazztoday.com. Who's on the queue first, Carrie?
Coming up next is Nora Jones. She's got a brand new album out called Begin Again, and we're going to check into the title track.
Followed by Jerry Bigonzi. The amazing saxophonist is back with the Seven Rays. We're going to listen to the track Six Ray Devotion.
Thank you.
We've got a new one by Steve Gadd Band. It is a self-titled album, and we're going to check into the track I Know, But Tell Me Again. Let's get it rolling.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Satellites in space are enabling researchers to track air pollution on Earth. and show that it's possible to improve air quality and reduce climate change at the same time. Susan Annenberg is at the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. Her team analyzed 15 years of satellite data from more than 13,000 cities worldwide.
So we can get a sense for how pollution is changing in every city on the planet.
They looked at concentrations of three pollutants that harm people's health and at emissions of carbon dioxide, which warms the climate. In more than half of the cities, all four pollutants rose or fell together. That's because they're often caused by the same culprit, burning fossil fuels. In cities that are burning more fossil fuels, like in parts of India and sub-Saharan Africa, concentrations of all four pollutants increased.
There is a lot of economic growth happening. There's population growth, and there are no strong emission control regulations.
Whereas in places that have taken steps to limit fossil fuel use, pollution fell across the board. So burning fewer fossil fuels can reduce climate change and improve people's health. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hey, BC. Let's come together and make a real difference with the BC Thanksgiving Food Drive, a province-wide effort to fight hunger and support our neighbors in need. We're teaming up with the Greater Vancouver Food Bank and Share Society. And here's the best part. You can help from anywhere, anytime, with our virtual food drive, happening now through September 20th. For every dollar you donate, we can provide up to $3 worth of food. This helps food banks buy what is most needed and culturally appropriate for our diverse communities. Hunger doesn't take a holiday. It affects individuals, children, and families across BC. Your donation can help fill plates, ease worries, and bring hope to those facing food insecurity. Visit sharesociety.ca/BCTFD and donate today.
You're listening to CJSF